That's daf is daf dalid. So we got to around 8 lines down from the top, the 2 dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Tumtum van Drognis v'chule, a whole slew of individuals were pater from the mitzvah of a lila rega. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Zachar, the Pasuk says in the context of Re'iyah, it says, Shalosh Pramim Bashana Yera'eh Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Hashem. So what does the word Zachar tell us? So Zachar L'hol Tiyas Anashim, it says Zachar to exclude women. Women are pater from Re'iyah. Zechurcha, lahotzi tumtum vandrogonus, a zechurcha, the extra chaf, to exclude a tumtum vandrogonus. And kol zechurcha, the extra word chol, is coming lirabos to include esaktanim, that ktanim are chayiv to do the mitzvah ria as well. So this is the brisa. So the Gemara is going to analyze each line of the brisa. So first, amar mar, zachar lahotzi etanashim. So the word zachar comes to exclude nashim, that they're part in the mitzvah of ria. So the Gemara asks, "Halam likra? What's the need for a pasuk? Michdi mitzvah asay shez man gramahu. That the ola liria is only 3 times a year, which means it's man grama. The whole mitzvah asay shez man grama nashim patura. So women are pater from all mitzvah asay shez man grama. So what's the need for a pasuk to exclude them? So the Gemara explained, "It's terech sakadai tachamina. I would have thought that maybe women would be chayiv in the mitzvah of riyah. Why? Because sakadai tachamina. I would have thought neilaf riyah mehakil gzer shava." Malahala Nashim Chayavas. We saw yesterday that women explicitly are included in the mitzvah of Hakel. So to Afkan Nashim Chayavas, you would have thought through the Gzer Shava, women are Chayav Nuriya as well. Kamashmalan, the Pasuk tells us, Zachor, Lahotis, and Nashim, that women, in fact, are Pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. So then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, quotes from the second line of the Raisa, Zechurcha lehotzi tumtum v'androgynous, to exclude that both the tumtum and androgynous, again, a tumtum is a person who we don't know the gender, and androgynous has both. So they're both excluded from the mitzvah Re'iyah. So Bishma androgynous, I understand why an androgynous is excluded from the word Zechurcha, because it's, you need the Pasuk. Kasaka daita chamina, I would have thought, Hol v'islay tzad zachrus, lechayiv, since the androgynous has both parts, so maybe since it has a tzad of being a male, so maybe the chayiv, it should be chayiv, such an individual should be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Kamash Malam, we learn from the pasuk Zechurcha, debriya b'fnei atzmahu, it's not viewed as a male, it's considered its own category, and they are excluded since they are not zachor, they're pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So that's why we need a pasuk to exclude an androgynous. But Ella Tumtum, Sveiku. Tumtum, we don't know what the status is. It's not a Bria Bifna Asma. We just don't know what it is. So, Mi Itzirich Kral Lamute Sveika. So, do you need a Pasuk to exclude a person who's a Safek? So, now this is a challenging read here, how to read this Gemara exactly. So, look at Rashi writes. Rashi writes that Asa Kral Lamute Sveika Bitmia. Lamali Kra. Meheicha Teisan Lan Lichyuva. Where would you think to Mechaiv a Safek person in the first place? So that the pasuk doesn't have to include a safek. A person who's vadai a zachar is chayiv. A person who's safek is going to be pater. So you don't need to bring a pasuk to exclude them. So now this is a big chiddush because we know the klal is safek deraisa l'chumra. So no, we would have thought they are chayiv. If it's a safek tumtum, if this is a safek that's a zachar, so then we would have assumed safek deraisa is l'chumra. So you do need a pasuk to exclude it. So what's the Gemara saying here?
Is it also a kumbah say? You say that?
You say yeah. So the Shitas Rambam is that Safek Deraisa L'chumra is only a Derabanan Din, really. When we say Safek Deraisa, that we're Machmir, that need to be Machmir, it's only a Derabanan. On a Deraisa level, according to the Rambam, Safek Deraisa, you're actually going to be Kula. You're not Mechayiv, a person who's Safek Deraisa. The Chachamim said, according to the Rambam, that we're going to be Machmir on Safek Deraisa. But on a Deraisa level, you actually make him. So then this Gemara makes sense according to Shitas HaRambam that Safek Deraisa is really Lakula. So if it's a Safek, a Tumtum to Safek, we wouldn't think to be Chayef. So what's the need for a Pasuk to exclude a Tumtum? The problem is if you assume like the Rashba who holds no, the din of Safek Deraisa L'chumra, that need to be Machmir is a Chiyav Deraisa to be Machmir. So that means anytime there's a Safek Deraisa, the Torah tells us you have to be Machmir. So Tumtum, which is a Safek Deraisa, we don't know if it's a Zachor or not. It's a Safek Deraisa. The Torah tells us you have to be Machmir. So yes, we do need a Pasuk to tell us that Tumtum actually is Pater. So what's Pshat in the Gemara here? So what the Sfas Emes says, and it's not a really easy read in Rashi, but Sfas Emes says, if it's really true that a Tumtum is a Safek Deraisa L'chumra, you don't need a Pasuk to be Mechayiv. It's Chayiv as it is. There's no need for a Pasuk at all. It already is Chayiv. Now, I'm not really sure what the Sfas Emes means by this, and it's unclear what that means in Rashi, but But this is a challenging read if you assume that way. So we're going to go with just a simple understanding of the Rambam, at least for this Gemara, that Suffolk Darais is really min ha-Torah, we're Mekel. It's pater min ha-Torah. And therefore, there's no need for a pasuk to further exclude Eib Tumtum. So the Gemara explains as follows. You're right. So the Gemara says, Amar Baye kishe beitzav mibuchutz. So different types of tumtum. So this is a type of tumtum where the beitzav are mibuchutz, in which case it's vadai is a zachar. So it comes along the pasuk, zachur chate, say even though it's a zachar, the tumtum's a zachar, still since it's different, so therefore it's going to be excluded. Such an individual will be excluded from the mitzvah of Re'ir. He would be chayiv. But there's a special gzeiras hakasuv to exclude such an individual, since his makom zechurcha is not the typical makom zechurcha, he's being excluded from the mitzvah of Riyah. So then the Gemara says the next line, the third line of the brisa, Amar Mar, kol zechurcha l'rabos es ha-ketanim. That the word kol comes to include even ketanim or chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. So Gemara asks the obvious question, v'hatran, the Mishnah tells us in the daf beis, chutz me'acherish shotu v'katan, these individuals, which of course includes a katan, are pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. So how come the Braisa says that katanim are chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah? So Amar Abaye says, lo kasha kan b'katan shegilachinach, kan b'katan shelo gilachinach. No, one's talking about katan shegilachinach is chayiv. It sounds like chayiv on a daraisa level from the word kol. And a katan that did not yet reach the age of chinach would be pater midaraisa. Now the Gemara is about to reject this, but at least there's a havamina here to suggest that chinuch is a deraisa concept. We're going to reject it very, very quickly. But there is a Rambam, actually, and it comes to the mitzvah of... I'm not remembering which mitzvah. It could be even a lila regal. The Rambam seems to indicate that chinuch is deraisa, and there's a nitziv, and the Merom Yisad that seems to pick up on this as well. I think it's a nitziv here in Chagig on Daf Beis. There is such an idea that chinuch might be deraisa, but pashtus is, as we're about to say, it's quickly rejected. The Gemara says, wait a second, katan shegil chinuch derabanan he. A katan that reaches the age of chinuch is only chiv on a derabanan level. There's no need for a pasuk to include that. Midaraisa, katan of all ages are pater. So the Gemara says, inachanami, right, there is no pasuk here to include a katanim, v'kra esmachta ba'alma. It's a esmachta, it's not really a source. Katanim shegil chinuch are only chayiv on a derabanan level. So then the Gemara asks the question, Vela Krolamai Asa. So then the word kol zechurcha, where does the word kol come to include? If it's not including katanim, so who is it coming to include? So the Gemara says, Lichad Acherim, who are the Acherim? So Acherim Omrim, by who are that? Whenever you see the word, the name Acherim, who are Acherim? Who does it refer to? Anybody know? What? Rameir, right, Rameir. So Rameir is Acherim, and I think it's the Sugya here. It's either in, what later on we're going to get to hold a discussion of Rabbi Meir and Acher. So much of it's here on the Gemara in Gittin, which tells us Acherim always means Rabbi Meir. What? No, Acher is exactly. Acherim, I believe, refers to Rabbi Meir, who is the Talmud. I'm just looking here. Let's see if I'm correct about this. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see? Yeah, it's down here. Acherim refers to Rabbi Meir. It's a Gemara in Horios. Maybe we'll do that one next. It's a short one, right? Okay. So Achaim refers to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, Achaim Omrim, Hamakamitz, Hamitzarif Nechoshes, Vabursi, Pturim Minharia. These individuals, so now we're saying the word kol is not coming to include, it's actually coming to exclude. We'll see why in a second. What's a Makamitz? So Rashi explains a Makamitz is a person who picks up Tsoas Klav and picks up dog excrement. And a Mitzarif Nechoshes is a person who mines copper. And Bursi is a person who tans leather. And all these individuals, by profession, they end up having a bad smell. So they're pater min Riyah. Why? Mishum, because the pasuk says, Shenemar kol zechurcha. Mi sheyachol lalos im kol zechurcha. A person who's able to join the rest of the tzibur going to do alil rego. Yatsu, to exclude elu, these, she'enem ruin lalos im kol zechurcha. They're not fit to be with the rest of the tzibur because they smell so bad. Since they're not included in kol zechurcha, they're going to be pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Noshim v'avadim sheinim v'shucharim are all pater from the mitzvah of Re'i as well. So Bishma, I understand the Gemara says, Noshim kedamrin. We know why women are pater, because the pasuk says, Zachor lehotzi es ha-noshim. Ela avadim minalan. How do we know that avadim are excluded from the mitzvah of Re'i? I was mentioning before the other night that Eved Kanani, when I, as a Jew, I buy a goy to be my Eved Kanani, he becomes Eved Kanani. Now he has to keep mitzvahs like a Jew. there is a big machlokas what status he has. When he's under my ruling, is he considered a Jew at that time or not? He's doing mitzvahs. We say he's doing mitzvahs, whatever, women are chayvin, he's also chayvin. So does he have a din of a yid at the time or not? So there's a machlokas between the Gaonim and most other Rishonim. What happens if the Eved Kanani is boreach? He runs away. The Gemara in Gittin talks about him running away. So does he have to keep mitzvahs when he's not in the house of the Adon? So the Gaonim say he does not have to keep mitzvahs because he's not really a Jew. He's just practicing b'taras minag when he's in the Adon's house. But once he leaves, he's really a guy. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. But according to most Rishonim, he has a din of a Yisrael, a miktsas Yisrael, at least according to Rashi. And even when he leaves, he's a chiv to keep the mitzvahs. He's a miktsas Yisrael. So that's a basic machlokas. So it also depends on, there's a whole process, the Gemara Nivamos talks about how one becomes an Eved Kanani. You first make him go to the mikvah. In the beginning, you have to force him onto the water. He goes into the mikvah. So is that a mikvah bring him into Kedushas Yisrael to a certain extent? So then the question becomes, let's say you free him at the end. We mentioned the other night, there's an Isser to free an Eved Kanani because the Pasuk says, Li'olam Bahem Tavod. You have to always enslave them. But let's say there's a certain reason where you're allowed to. Let's say, for example, Gemara Brachos. Remember the Gemara Brachos? Let's say you need a minion. You have 9 people. And then the Eved Kanani is the last guy. You need him for the minion. So you're allowed to be Meshachra him. Even though there's an Isser of Li'olam Bahem Tavodu, if there's a certain Tzarech of a mitzvah, you're allowed to free him and violate that Isser. So now, when an Eved Kanani becomes free, he becomes a full-fledged Jew now. He's a ger and he keeps all the mitzvahs, all 613 mitzvahs. So now the question becomes, a machlokas Rambam Ravid, does he go through another tevila when he becomes from an Eved Kanani to Yisrael? So machlokas Rambam Ravid, if I remember correctly, whether you have to go to the mikvah or not. So why do you require a mikvah? So they say, if the first time he went to the mikvah, the Eved Kanani, when he became from a goy to Eved Kanani, that was a real Kedushas Yisrael mikvah, so then there's no need for a mikvah at the end. But if you assume the initial mikvah was not really a Kedushas Yisrael mikvah, it was just a way of showing that you have strength over him, so then you would require, he wasn't really a Jew when he was in your possession, then you do require mikvah at the end when he goes from a Eved Kanani to a full-fledged Yisrael. So either way we see, when the Eved Kanani is under my Rishus, he's keeping mitzvahs. So then the Gemara asks, so Ela Avadim Minolan, how do you know that Avadim are Pater in the mitzvah of Riyah? They should be Chayiv, they're Chayiv in mitzvahs. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. So this is a Pasuk that appears in that same context of Aliyah the Regel. It says, when Yeiraya calls the Churcha El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, when you go to the Master Hashem. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Mi She'ein Lo Ela Adon Echad, who has to go to do Aliyah the Regel? The person who only has one Adon, namely Hashem. But Yotza Zeh, She'eish Lo Adon Echad, to exclude an Eved Kanani, who has another Adon. Hashem's not only his only Adon, he also has this Rav, which is also his Adon, so he would be excluded from this mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Holam likra, what's the need for a pasuk? Michli, let's understand this for a second. An Eved Kanani, we know, kol mitzvah shehaisha chayeves ba, Eved chayev ba. Any mitzvah, a woman's chayev and an Eved's chayev. Kol mitzvah she'ein haisha chayeves ba, any mitzvah that a woman is Potter from, so then ain't ha Eved chayba. So a Eved also Potter. The Gamar, we have the Gezer Shava, it says la, mi Isha. It says la by Isha, it says la by Eved Kanani. So they have unique, there's an equation, there's a parallel between an Isha and an Eved. So just like an Isha is Potter from the mitzvah of a Lila Rego, so to Eved Kanani should be Potter from a Lila Rego, and you don't need the pasuk of Adon El Pnei Adon Hashem. So answers the Gamar, Amar Ravina, you're right. An Eved Kanani is going to be pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah because of Lala. What's the need for the pasuk of El Pnei Ha'adon? Lo nitzcha ela lemi shechetze Eved vechetze ben chorin. It's coming to exclude an individual who is partially free, partially enslaved. That's the case we're coming to say. Even that individual, even though he's partially ben chorin, you maybe you'll think he should be chayv that case since he's half free. So it comes to teach us the pasuk misha yeshal adon acher adon zev v'lo adon acher. And the Gemara says dekanami. It's also very precise in the misha that it's referring to a half eved, half ben chorin. Why? Because the Kasani, the Mishnah tells us, Nashim, va'avadam sheino meshuchar. What's an eved sheino meshuchar? What does it mean, an eved that's not free? My sheino meshuchar. If it means he's not free at all, so listen, Avadim Sama, just teach Eved Kanani. Why does it mention Eved Sheinu Meshuchar? That's exactly repeating the same thing. An Eved, by definition, is someone who's Eino Meshuchar, who's not free. So why does the Mishnah say Sheinu Meshuchar? So it must be Ella Lav Sheinu Meshuchar Legamri. What it must be is that an Eved that's not entirely free. What does it mean, the Eved not entirely free? Mainu, what does that mean? Must be referring to a person who's not completely free, but he's partially free. That's the Gemara the Mishnah is referring to. That Misha Chetz Eved Chetz Ben Chorin, he's Pater as well. Well, how do we know he's Pater? Because the pasuk El Pnei HaAdon Hashem Nishein Lo Ala Adon Acher Achad Yatsa Zesheish Lo Adon Acher. As opposed to an Eved Kanani, a full fledged Eved Kanani, he's Pater from the Mitzvah Ria because of the Gzer Shava La La. We're good. Okay. Gemara now says last three lines. Achigir v'asuma v'achol v'zakin. These individuals are also pater in the mitzvah. So Tana Rabbana, the Brayis explains regalim, literally legs, reglaim, regalim, the legs. Why is it used refer to a lili regal as a regal? Prat lebali kabim, to exclude a person, you know, who an amputee who is pater from the mitzvah. Davar acher, alternatively, regalim comes to exclude prat lechigir, to a person who has a injury in his leg, will chol, a person who's sick, will assume a person who is blind. All right, Father, I just want to stop for 1 second. That this learning should be lezechus refuah shleima, Yehudis bas chava. Okay. Prat lechiger lechola lesuma, the person who's blind, ulezakein, a person who's old, ulesheino yachol lalos baraglav, and anybody else who can't make it up. All these individuals cannot climb Har HaBayis to get to the base of Mikdash. So then the Gemara wants to know, she'eino yachol lalos baraglav asuyamai. What's this general phrase of anybody else who can't come out? Who else can't walk up? We listed everybody. We listed a chiger, a bai kabin, a chola. Who else is not listed? What's being included in the words, she'eino yachol lalos baraglav? So the Gemara says, lasuyamai, amarava lasuye mifanki. What's a mifanki, says Rashi? She'en top of dalad amun beiz. Mifanki she'ein holchin below minal, a person who can't walk without shoes. Dein adam nichnas lahar bais b'minala. We know a person can't walk in har bais with shoes on. He has to take them off. So this person needs shoes. He'll never take his shoes off. So he would be pater as well. Dichsiv. How do we know a person can't wear shoes in har bais? So Gemara quotes the pasuk. Dichsiv. This pasuk appears in Yeshaya. Kisavo leiralos panai. When you come to be seen by my face, mi bikejos miyadchem, who asked from you, ramos chaterai, you're trampling in my chatzer. The lashon ramos sounds like you're wearing shoes. So this is a chiv. There's a problem to wear shoes in my chatzer. You have to remove the shoes. So since a mefanki can't walk without shoes, he's pater from the mitzvah of a lila rego. Mar now says tanu, adding other people who are pater. Tana ha'ariel v'atame p'turin minariya. A person who's ariel who doesn't have a bris mila. Rashi says he's referring to a person whose brothers died when they resmach masmila. So therefore, the first two brothers died when they got the mila. So the third brother, we said he's pater from getting the mila. It's rechoshesh. He might die as well. And a person who's tamei are also pater from the riyah. Why? How do we know this? So Bisham, I understand why a tamei person is pater from the mitzvah of lila regel d'chsev uvasu shama v'aveshim shama. You come there and you bring it there. Kol sheyeshin bevia yeshin bahava. Anybody who's able to come has to bring. But kol sheino bevia ainu bahava. Someone who cannot come, a tamei person, is also to enter into the base of Mikdash. So he's also pater from bringing as well the carbon ria. So Rashi points out here. Look at Rashi 3, 2 lines down. Ptur min ariya. And ein chayavim lishloach olos riyosei na al yidei shlach. There's no chiyav to. So the tamei person cannot enter in and bring the carbon on his own. So in theory, maybe a person would suggest, maybe he should send the shliach to bring his carbon. So Rashi says he's not chayav to. Sounds like he's able to if he wants to, but he's pater. He's not obligated to, but he may if he wants. It sounds like from this long Tosus here, it seems that Tosus thinks that he's not even able to. That the tamei person is entirely excluded from the mitzvah riyah, and a shliach wouldn't even work. So either way, that's how we know that tamei person, since he can come in, he can bring, he can send either, he's pater. But ela ariel minal, how we know that an ariel is pater from the mitzvah of riyah. So hamani, who is the author? Must be Rabbi Akiva. He to marbi la ariel kitame. He has a drasha that he thinks ariel has the same din as a tamei. The Raisa tells us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, it says, ish, ish, I think this is in the context of Karban Pesach, let's see. No, it's talking about people who are Tameh, the Kohen who's Tameh. So it says, ish, ish, why? Lirabo says to Ariel that even an Ariel has a din of a Tameh person. So according to Rabbi Kiva, just like a Tameh is pater from the Riyah, so too an Ariel is pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. Gemara now quotes another Raisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Tameh pater min hariya dechsevu vasa shama vavesim shama kol sheyeshin bevia yeshin bevia kol sheinim bevia ein bahava. Same exact drasha we saw above. But now comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Suma Ba'achas Me'enava Patim Min Ariya. We saw this yesterday that a person who's blind in just one eye, he's also Patim Min Ariya. Shenemar, the Pasuk says Yira Yiraya Kederach Shebal Liraos Kach Bal Liraos. Just like he's coming to see, he's coming to be seen. Meaning what? Ma Bal Liraos B'Shteinav Af Liraos B'Shteinav. Just like he's being seen by Hashem with Hashem's two eyes, Kiviyachol. So too, he has to come see with his two eyes. Since he's not able to see with both eyes, he's Patur from the mitzvah of Riyah. Okay, now we're entering into an area of Agata, a number of psukim where different Amoraim would get to a certain pasuk and they'd begin to cry about this pasuk. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna kimati lahaikra yira yiraya bache. When Rav Huna got to that pasuk, he would cry. Why? He says, Amar eved shirabu mitapelo leroso yishachik mimenu. An eved whose master wants to see him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the eved to come. He wants them to come and see them, but in the end, he's so sad because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu had distanced himself from him. Why? Dichsiv ki savo leiralos panai mi bikesh zos miyadchem. When you come to see my face, to be seen by my face, who asked you for from your hands? Ramus chatzera, you're trampling over my chatzer. So they're coming, the shas avera, they're doing terrible things. So once upon a time, this eved was very much wanted by this master, and yet the eved, because the avera, the eved caused themselves to distance. That's why Rav Huna would cry when he got to this pasuk. Rav Huna kimati lahai cry when Rav Huna got to a different pasuk as well. Bachi, he would cry when it says v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says you should shech the shlamim, you should eat the shlamim here in my makom hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So he says eved shirabo mitzapa leechel al shulchano, an eved whose master, namely a Kadosh Baruch Hu, desires very much that the eved eat on his table from the mizbeach. He is shachik nimenu, has become distant from him. Dechsev, as it says, lama li rov zivchechem. What do I need your karbanos? I'm not interested in your karbanos. Yomar Hashem. Hashem no longer wants him. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sent them away. So he would cry when he got to that pasuk. Then Rabbi Lazar kimati lahai kra bachi. When he got to this pasuk, he would cry. It says v'lo yachlu achiv lanos oso ki nivhalu mipanov. And the brothers, they couldn't answer Yosef the Tzaddik because they were so scared of him. They were trembling. So he says, Ma tocha shabas v'dam kach. So how powerful was a tocha that came from a rebuke, that came from a human, a bas v'dam, and it caused the brothers, who were just such great people, to be scared. So tocha shakadosh baruch hu achas v'kama v'kama. How much more so should we be scared and be impacted by a tocha of a kadosh baruch hu? And then it says, Rabbi Lazar, when he got to a different pasuk, kimati lahaikra bachi, vayomer Shmuel el shol lama higrezatani lahalos osi. So Shmuel was brought back to, not really life, but he was brought from the dead, brought up to ask a shiloh for the shol, and shol had this Baal Ov v'yudoni, this woman who helped bring Shmuel from the grave and to ask a question. So Shmuel says to shol, lama higrezatani, why did you scare me, lahalos osi, to bring me up here? Uma Shmuel hatzadek hayam misyari min hadin. Shmuel was scared when he was wakened up. When he was awakened here, he was scared that it was Yom HaDin. He got very, very nervous, started to tremble. So Shmuel HaTzadik, who was scared of Yom HaDin, Anu Alachas V'kama V'kama. How much more so should we be scared of Yom HaDin? So Shmuel Maihi, what's the whole Ma'is of Shmuel? What's it talking about here? The pasuk tells us, V'atomer ha'ish el shol, Elokim ra'isi olim olim. So she says to Shaul, I see Elohim, I see gods. Now Elohim wasn't really, probably should be Elohim. Not referring to gods, it's referring to godly people. I'm seeing people like Shmuel and someone else. So the Gemara says, Ra'isi Olim, Olim, Trey Mashma, two people. I thought that she only brought up Shmuel. Who's the second person that's being brought up here? So the Gemara explains, Chad Shmuel, V'idach, who is the other one? De'alzo Shmuel ve'asi le'Moshe ba'day. When Shmuel was being called up from the dead, he grabbed Moshe with him to pull up. Why? So he says, Amrlei, he says to Moshe, Dilma chas v'sham ledina mitavina. Maybe I'm being called to Yom HaDin. Kum ba'day, he tells Moshe, come up with me. De'leka milsa de'chasaf de'beraisa de'lo kaiminta. This way you could testify that there's not one thing in your Torah that you wrote that I didn't keep. I kept everything. You're going to be my aid that I followed your Torah. And he was scared of Yom HaDin. So this way he thought it was Mamash Yom HaDin. So if Shmuel Tzadik, who did nothing wrong, was scared of Yom HaDin, Alachas Kama V'Kama, should we be scared as well? That's why Rabbi Lazar cried when he got to this pasuk. Now Rabbi Yami, Kimati Lahai, cried when he got to this pasuk, Bachi, he would cry, Yitain Ba'afer Pio, Ula Yesh Tikva. So it's a pasuk that's found in Eicha. So you place an offer in the piu. It's a reference to Yisurim, all the different tzaros that Klal Yisrael goes through. And Ulai Yesh Tikva, and perhaps with all the tzaros, maybe we'll be zocha to some hope. So Amar, so Rabbi Yami said, Kulei Haiv Ulai, we're going through all these tzaros, so many tzaros, all this offer bepiu, and it's only a Ulai, only a possibility we'll get the Tikva. That was very, very depressing for him. Rabbi Yami, Kimati Lahai cried when he got to this pasuk, Bachi would cry as well. Bikshu Tzedek, Bikshu Anava, Ulai Tistaru Bayom Af Hashem. Those who seek tzidkas, those who seek Anava, perhaps they're going to be protected from the Yom Af Hashem, from the day of Hashem's anger. So the same thing, Amar Kuleha, the guy is a tzaddik, the guy is an Anav, and it's only Ulai, he's doing all these tremendous things to work on his midos, it's only possibility that he'll get protected from Hashem's Af and his anger. And Rabbi Asi, Kimatu Lahaikra, when he got to this pasuk, Bachi, he would cry, Sinirav Avetov, Vitzigu Bashar Mishpa, a person who hates Ra, a person who loves good, and stands by the gate of judgment. He's a very Yasher individual. Ulai Yechanan Hashem El Kei Tvakos, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on him. So same idea. Kuli Haiv Ulai, he does all these wonderful things, and it's only a possibility he'll be protected, he'll have the mercy of Hashem. Rav Yosef, Kimatu Lahaikra, when Rav Yosef got to this pasuk, Bachi would cry, there's a person who dies, who sof, the end of his days, sof, he's expired from this world, below mishpa, without judgment, meaning that a person, Amar, the person would die before his time. So that would make Rav Yosef very sad. So Amar, he says, mi ika da'azil below zamna? Is there such an individual who could be taken, his neshama could be taken away before the right time? Is that really true? The pasuk, does it really make sense? And it's true. Okay, interesting. Rav Bibi had a number of encounters with the Malach HaMavis. He had a good relationship with the Malach HaMavis, good person to know. And Amar Leh, so once he heard the Malach HaMavis saying, Amar Leh Lishluche, the Malach HaMavis said to one of his messengers, Azil Aisi Leh Miriam Megalasea, go bring to me, it's now the time for Miriam, the hairdresser, her time is up, go get her neshama for me. So, Nasa Azil, he went, and Isile Miriam Megala Dardaki. But instead, he brought back the wrong Miriam, the one who was raising children, not the one who was a hair salon. So, Amar Leh, Anna Miriam Megala Say, I was looking for the salonist here, not the one who did the hair, but you brought me the wrong one, the one who was raising children. So, Amar Lecha, so he says, Amar Leh, Ihachi, that's the case. Ihachi, Ahachi, so let's bring her back then. We'll bring back that lady who I took out wrong. So Amar Leh, Slamach Mavis says to Shliach, Once you brought her here, just leave her here. Let her stay. So how are you able to do this? She wasn't her time yet. How are you able to take her life before it was up? So he explains, Hava Nakti Misara Biyade, she was holding some type of, I don't know what they call this, a fork of some sort in her hand. And Hava Ka Shagra, and she was lighting a fire. And the Gemara says, we'll go to the top of Hay. And we'll get to the we'll get a few lines down. Uve umachra tanura, and she would, Rashi says she was sweeping out the stove, the oven, and shakla vanachta, and she took the fork and it fell agava on her leg, the kara kadcha, it burnt her. Visamaza vaisisa. So now once she got burnt, she was now vulnerable, and I was able to take advantage. So sometimes a mach mavis could take people when the time's up. And sometimes when people get injured, they have bad mazel. Now that makes them very vulnerable. And the Malach Mavis, if he so pleases, could take her life as well. So that's what happened. So he took the wrong way. Since she was vulnerable at the time, we were able to take the neshama. So then, Amrli Rabibi, Rabibi says, Rabibi Barabai, Islachu Rishusa Lemevet Hachi, do you have the right to do this? Just because she got injured, are you able to take advantage of her? Amrli, how come not? V'loksiv, does the pasuk not say v'yesh nispa below mishpa? The pasuk tells us that there are people whose life is a sof, is an end, it is a nispa below mishpa, even without proper judgment. So yes, I do have the right. It's a pasuk. So Amar Leh, Rabbi says back to the Malach HaMavis, v'haksiv, but doesn't the other pasuk tell us dor holich v'dor ba? A generation goes and a generation comes, which seems to indicate that only when the door is complete does the next door come. So you can't take a door before, you can't take a generation or a life before time is up. So the Ag says, Amar Darina Lahu Ana Ademali Lahu Ladara. I'm going to have her accompany me. So Rashi explains, Darina Lahu Ana Eini Mosin Lashomer HaMesim Shishmo Duma. That was the name of the one in charge of the Mesim. I'm not handing her over yet. The Neshama's not going over to that Doma yet. Ella Miskalgalin imi, she's going to hang out with me a little bit. The Shatan Baolin is going to go observe the world. Ad Shimalu Shnosav, until her time's up. So she's going to be living the last few lives of her year, years of her life, with me up here in Zamalcham Abbas next to me, but not down in the Olam Hazeh. So that's what went on. And then when she's done, I'll then give her over to Doma. Samarlay, Sof Sof, Shani, my Avdis. In the end of the day, her years in Olam Hazeh wasn't there. So what's going to be with all the years you took away? Okay, fine. So you're not giving over to the Malcha, to the Doma yet. So she's not there yet. But at the end of the day, she lost a few years of her life in Olam Hazeh. What's going to be with those years? Amar, so the Malcha Mava says, Iikar, Tzubra, Mirbanon, Demavir, Bimili. If there's a certain Talmud Chacham who was Mavir in his Midos, he has a certain opportunity that someone tried to insult him and he was able to sit back in his Mevater. So then, Mosifne Lehu Lei Havia Chilufa. Then he'll get those years that I took earlier from her, I'll pass on to this Talmud Chacham. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.